Now this is a thing. Back in the game, John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Rich Fortner. We're going to talk with Chris Thomas, the Viking beat writer, here in just a minute, which I assume has spawned this music. We'll find out if Elijah Lee is going to make this team or not. And, you know, I've heard a Chiefs version of a song like this.
Well, do all
the
NFL...
Chiefs are on the warpath.
Do NFL teams just always have songs like this? Like, there was Fly Eagles Fly that you heard all through draft weekend, and I had never really known that that existed. I guess Pittsburgh embraced the black and yellow thing a few years back. Do the Chiefs have anything? I don't think they do.
Well, they, like I said, I've heard Kansas City stations play. It's like the Chiefs are on the warpath. Go Chiefs, go. It's like an old school sounding song like that. But some teams seemingly embrace those more than others, apparently.
And if you move, do you have to get a new one? Like, are the Raiders going to need a new one in Vegas? Chargers need a new one in L.A.?
That's another very good question. for real, that's a good question, because that's part of what all this moving around, you know, it just takes away from some of the historical value in these things,
one of the
tradition.
One of the things I was surprised that wasn't on your rapid fire list at the beginning of the show, the fact that Roger Goodell backed off from celebration penalties. They're going to embrace the fun again in the No Fun League, apparently.
Yeah, we brought that up a little bit. I can't remember. We spun off that with something. But, yeah, I thought it was annoying that the NFL, which has put the ridiculous rules in place in the first place, is then trying to allow themselves to be celebrated for backing back off of it. but, yeah, we didn't discuss it too much earlier this week. We have been talking about Elijah Lee over the last couple weeks and his decision to leave early, falling to the seventh round of the draft. I tried to make the case that, hey, if he does make the Vikings roster – it's a good chance that he's going to feel okay about this decision when it's all said and done. I know we all wanted him to be back around here for a run at a Big 12 title this next year, and it leaves a hole in the linebacking core, but I'm curious to find out more about his chances to make the Vikings roster and where he may fit in. So we'll turn now to Chris Thomason, Vikings beat writer from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Chris, appreciate the time in joining us. I know the Vikings have had Elijah Lee out there off and on for some things, and teams now are going through some OTAs. Have you gotten much of a vibe on what it's been like for him, how he has performed so far, what the Vikings think of what they've seen from him?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that I have gotten a big vibe on that. I mean, I've had so many people to look at in a limited amount of practice time that we get to watch. We got to watch one day of rookie camp and one day of OTAs. That's been it since Elijah was drafted. But and, you know, they do have 11 rookies, so it's quite a traffic jam there. But, you know, overall, they like him. I mean, I was talking to Ben Lieber, obviously another Kansas State guy, right after the draft, and he thinks he's got a shot of starting next season. They have a starting spot open with Chad Greenway, who retired, and Lieber wasn't just being nice to him because he's a fellow Wildcat, because we also have Emmanuel Lemur battling for that spot, but he thinks that Elijah, when all is said and done, has a good chance of starting.
Well, I was curious about that because there's obviously the spot there that's open that would allow him potentially to have some playing time, but they also, correct me if I'm wrong, he was not the only linebacker that they drafted. So what do you think the odds are that he winds up making the roster?
Well, first of all, a little bit also on the starting spot. The last couple of years, Chad Greenway came out in nickel situations. There was even one game where he played two snaps and everything else was the nickel back. So it's not potentially a high demand starting spot. I mean, the starter might only play 30% of the plays or so. In terms of making the team, I mean, I would be surprised if he doesn't make the team because they lost two linebackers, Chad Greenway, we've spoken about, Audie Cole also left as a free agent. So in terms of just, you know, numbers, they need to replace those guys. And they did draft Ben Gedeon also in the fourth round. He possibly could be looked at as a potential starter on the outside, but he's out of Michigan. He might be more of a middle linebacker type. So it seems like the guys battling to start on the outside will be Elijah Lee, Lemur, who I've touched upon, and Edmund Robinson, who actually was running with the first team at OTAs earlier this week, and he might be the leading candidate just because he's the third-year man at this juncture.
Talking with Chris Thomason, covers the Vikings for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. To my knowledge yet, he hasn't signed. Do you have any idea what might be the terms there if he's going to sign with the team and when that may happen?
Well, the terms are all pretty much set by the collective bargaining agreement, the rookie scale. I mean, the numbers that he'll make are already set. I don't have them in front of me now. But the Vikings, after signing nobody up until the start of OTAs, suddenly have signed five guys in the last 2 days. Basically, there was some contract language in the contract that the players' union advised the agents not to accept the deals, and they've been doing a lot of haggling about that, but it seems like that's breaking down. It looks like with the five guys that have signed, the contract language hasn't been changed. I mean, it's all very legalese, technical stuff, and, you know, Elijah, regardless of whether he signs the deal being offered or they can somehow get the language to be changed, I don't think it's going to affect him too much. So, yeah, I don't think it'll be that long before he signs. I mean, like I said, they've signed five of their 11 guys in the last 2 days, so wouldn't be surprised if he signs coming up here fairly shortly.
Well, real quick, before we let you go, obviously another Wildcat on the roster is Terrence Newman, who we read the Pro Football Focus article that had him as a top 10 corner despite being 38 years old. How amazing was what he did from your perspective last year for the Vikings?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I mean, his first year with the Vikings, he's entering third year with the Vikings, the first year we're thinking, okay, he's just a token guy. He's, you know, old, and he's here because he's played with Mike Zimmer, the coach, for a long time, and then, you know, boom, he steps in as the starter and has a darn good season. And then we're thinking, okay, well, it's probably not going to last at 38 years old last year. And he was one of their top defensive backs last year. And he can still play 39 and still playing cornerback in the NFL. He's 39 in September. He's pretty amazing. I mean, Charles Woodson played till about that age, but he had actually moved to safety around the time he was 35 or so. I mean, Darrell Green, you can kind of compare. I think he played until he was like 42 or something crazy like that. And then Deion Sanders, he came and left a few times, but the final time he played for the Ravens, I think he was in his late 30s, a cornerback. But other than that, guys around that age playing quarterback, a very short list.
Yeah, it's a pretty good list to be on there for Terrence Newman. Hey, Chris, really appreciate the time in talking with us here about Elijah Lee and company on the Vikings squad, and we'll talk to you soon, potentially down the line. They got so many K-State guys, maybe so.
All right, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, there's Chris Thomason, covers the Vikings for the St. Paul Pioneer Press with us here on The Game. We are short today with you until 5:30. At 5:10, we will do the match game. Been a while since we've done that. When we come back, though, you know, speaking of the NFL and guys trying to make rosters, one chapter has come to an end for former K-Stater DJ Johnson. You're listening to The Game.